How to Make the Bible Your Hobby, Part 4. Hello, Malcolm here. It's Quiet Time Coaching, episode 558. And today we're talking about connecting to our interests. This is one way we can make the Bible more like a hobby. Let me give you some examples. Firstly, take some time to write down your current hobbies. What hobbies do you have? You may say, well, what relevance does this have to my Bible study? Well, bear with me and I'll explain. You see, you have interests different from other people in your congregation or around you. And because of that, you will read the Bible uniquely. You see, it's important to allow your personality and your personal interests and experiences to influence you so that a more multifaceted interpretation of the Bible can develop, not only for you, but in your congregation and your faith circle, if you like. So think about your hobbies. What do you enjoy? Is it sports, cooking, reading, traveling, the creative arts? Write them down, whatever they are. And then let me give you now three examples of how engaging with your personal Bible study through a hobby might be helpful. And these might not be your hobbies, but just bear with me with these three examples. And then perhaps you can think about your own and how that might affect and enhance your own enjoyment of your own personal Bible study. So firstly, let's imagine that you are a storyteller, that you love storytelling. Then if that's the case, if that's one of your hobbies, what you might like to do is dive into the biblical narratives, the stories of David or Ruth or some parts of the Gospels, and then map out the storytelling arc of those particular stories. Like take one incident from David's life and write out the geography of the storytelling, asking yourself, what is the author telling you about the characters and how they interact with each other and with God? And what does that tell us about God? And how does the shape of the narrative influence what you consider to be important? Now, if you're not a storyteller, what I'm talking about there may not mean much to you. But if you are someone interested in storytelling, then you'll know what I'm talking about and it will help you to study your Bible in a different way and bring something unique to your understanding of that to other people. Or another example, let's say you enjoy history. So why not take a special interest in the archaeology of the Old and New Testaments, or perhaps the historical context behind the Bible, the cultural things of what was going on, or politically what was going on. You just get yourself a good Bible dictionary and reference it while you study the scriptures. Or subscribe to magazines like Biblical Archaeology Review, or visit the British Museum if you're in the UK, or at least browse their website for biblical references. There are tons. It's actually fascinating. So, and then ask yourself, how does the context, culturally, politically, or the archaeology help to illuminate the point of whatever scripture section of scripture you are exploring? And by the way, I've put some links in the show notes to some of the things I've mentioned there. And then finally, what about puzzles? Do you like puzzles? I know loads of people like to do Sudoku and other similar things. Do you like puzzles, word puzzles or picture puzzles or number puzzles? Well, if so, you might find it fascinating to delve into prophecy and its fulfillment and the cross-references of that across the scriptures. You might like to get yourself a book on the fulfillment of prophecy, or more specifically on the books of, say, Daniel or Revelation and so on. I think you'd find delight in investigating and solving the puzzles contained therein, because it's a bit like a puzzle sometimes when you're trying to figure out, what is Revelation about here? How does this fit with this? And if you're into puzzles, that's the kind of thing that might hook you into a personal Bible study on something that for somebody else may not be that attractive. But I hope you're getting the idea here of how our hobbies can help us to get into Scripture in a way that's just different and exciting and captivating. So again, what are your hobbies? Write them down and think about how they might help you in your particular approach, personal approach to your own personal Bible study. And if you feel resistance to that, well, then ask yourself where it's coming from. Hobbies can be a wonderful way of increasing our enjoyment of our Bible study. Let me know your thoughts. And next time, we'll go on to talk about more ideas for making the Bible our hobby. Until then, take care and God bless.